welcome to The Service Station, a podcast from Riverside County Department of Public Social Services.
So I was raised by my grandma, not my mom. We had went through a really hard time because our house burned. So I was like basically living off like friends to friends. I started living with my boyfriend at the time. This wasn't a good situation to be in. We didn't have all the things we needed. And I ended up getting pregnant.
That's Marcy Palomar, 21 years old from Fresno, but now living in Riverside County. You'll hear about her life struggles in a moment and how she's turning a corner on a new career path, studying to become a registered dental assistant thanks to a unique program that offers both classroom and hands-on education. In this episode, we're in Riverside, seeing this program in action. It's part of a partnership between the county's Social Services Department and Riverside County Office of Education, specifically its School of Career Education. Marcy is busy at an internship, a dental care training ground, if you will, with an instructor and other students. This is hands-on learning.
Today, I have been doing x-rays. So you just take your x-rays on your patients, and then we do sterilizing instruments. We clean up the rooms, set up the rooms for procedures. We will assist on doing crowns, implants, root canals, basically assist on everything.
She breaks away on her busy afternoon to explain the difficult life circumstances that got her here in the first place. How this single mother left the life that she knew in Fresno behind for a new beginning in Riverside County.
The reason I moved over here was to move with my mom so she can help me a little bit more in my circumstances and just get away from old habits, old friends, all that stuff.
Before applying, being accepted, and committing to the School of Career Education program, Marcy received government assistance.
So when I got into DPSS, they helped me, you know, food stamps and the CalWORKS program, and that helps a lot because, you know, it feeds my son, it feeds me.
She got involved in DPSS's Welfare to Work program, which is designed to live up to its name, free people from government aid and put them back to work. And it's through that Marcy has taken certified courses to become a registered dental assistant, one of several in-demand professions that you can train for and then hopefully land a job after completing the education.
I do it because I want a better life for myself and for my son. It is a big commute, but I have to do it. I gotta keep pushing. I am going to be a registered dental assistant, and I am 4.5 months in, I believe.
She'll complete the program in July.
I do believe that one day I could be maybe like a regional manager. My mom is a manager at a dental office, so I have already experience from like a lot of family members. But I do plan on hopefully getting a job as soon as I graduate, getting my RDA license, just building a better life. I am glad to be here. I love everything about this place. We all get along, and I love coming here. It's my home away from home, honestly. It gives me a little break because I'm 24/7. I take care of my son 24/7. I don't get a break. So this is my little break.
So we've been listening to a success story from a customer that has gone through this program. We're going to break from that right now. I want to bring in my co-host, Angela Nasso. How are you?
I'm doing well. Gene, how are you?
Doing great. First podcast of 2024. Are you ready to go with this?
I'm ready.
All right. So we've got two guests who are with us right now. First off is Tricia Jenkins. She is the coordinator principal with the School of Career Education. And then also Ken Sandifer is with DPSS. He is a social services planner with the Welfare to Work program here at DPSS. I want to welcome both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Awesome. Appreciate you being here. And Angela, you've got the first question.
Okay. So Tricia, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the School of Career Education, how it works, and how it's helping the community.
Yeah, it's amazing programs that we have. We're part of Riverside County Office of Education. And School of Career Education is a program for students who have completed high school and 18 years and older. We offer career technical education programs that really provide training that gets students prepared for the world of work and out there working.
We just heard a story from one person who's benefited from this program. You've led the program about 5 years now. Talk to us about some of the stories just that you've heard over the years, because I think this is something that's really turned lives around.
It really has. You know, we've been able to partner with DPSS for a while now, and some of the customers that they've referred to us have really had some success. One comes to mind, this gentleman, he was in his early 60s, so a little bit, you know, not your traditional age student. And he had always wanted to be in the healthcare industry. One of the programs that we offer is called Patient Care Tech. And we really call it a pre-nursing program. Students can become certified nurse assistants. And this gentleman wanted it so bad. He really wanted to work in the hospital setting. And he had a lot of hardships. He actually was spending some time in his car overnights, but he would be sitting in front of the free Wi-Fis at different cafes and getting connected to get his homework done. And, you know, he'd be the first person in the parking lot in the morning, but he was there and focused. So we saw him after he completed the program about 2 months later, and he was so excited to tell us what happened. And he had left the area for a little bit, came back, and now working actually at a large hospital in the desert. And he is now a certified nurse assistant, and he's making $28 an hour.
Ken, you've been with DPSS 35 years now, so you've met a lot of our Welfare to Work customers. You've seen them come through a program like this. What are the stories, some of the stories that you hear from people? Are there people who you've met, graduation ceremonies even that you've been to, that have impacted you?
Well, one young lady that I talked with and was part of the process and screening and getting her referred over, enrolled in SEE program, she took the pharmacy tech course. Once she completed that, we worked with our partners over at Riverside University Health Systems, who had the same challenge that everybody else did, right? They couldn't find people, right? Recruiting was a challenge. They had lots of open positions. As you know, RUHS provides medical services for a wide range of people throughout Riverside County. It's a critical care facility in our community. Well, we got this young lady employed there as a temporary employee, as a pharmacy technician. After a few months, they hired her on permanent. As of now, she's no longer an aide. She's got a career track now. She's going in the right direction. She's really changed things in the lives of not only herself, but her family as well.
What's that like for you, you know, to actually see the rewards of these individuals, our DPSS customers?
Never gets old. Never gets old. Every time you see it, just makes you realize why you do this kind of work.
So this is a two-part question for you. Tell us how this partnership began and how many students have been DPSS customers in the past 5 years.
We've put over 160 students through the program over the last 5 years, but I really like to quantify that as families rather than just students, because every time you put a student through this program, you're having an impact on that family, and not just now, but down the road too. So that's what I think is really important. The family is doing better now because the student is going to be employed after the training, and things are going to be better for right now in this family. But the example, what those kids are seeing and what that means to them in the future is really important too.
Tricia, any thoughts that you have on that?
It just makes me think about the opportunities we get to celebrate students at the end of the program. And when I get to see that mom or that uncle standing there and they're receiving the certificate and it's their whole family that's there honoring them, celebrating them. The kids are crying. The grandmas are crying because they know what an impact this means. This means now they're on the path for a true career to be able to sustain their lives that they want. And it's a true trajectory in the change of their family tree, too.
Right, because you're actually getting certified through this program.
Yes.
And you're going through a graduation that family and friends are seeing. It literally is putting you on a different, better track in your life.
Yes, and a lot of the customers that are now our students, you know, they didn't get to experience that traditional high school graduation. They may have kind of fallen out of education, and this is their opportunity to come back in. And so for the first time, it's an opportunity for family to truly celebrate them in that way.
That's wonderful.
Tell us a little bit about, we can't do this work without our partners. Maybe both of you could take turns explaining what is unique about this partnership between DPSS and our COE.
Well, I'd love to go. I mean, we are about connection. And so a student is never alone in this process. They're a customer through DPSS, but they're also our student, and we truly want to support them. We have regular meetings with the liaisons from DPSS and the leaders and instructors at our SCE campuses, so that we can meet the needs of our students before they become too big of a need and then they fall off the success track. So what we do is we are able to provide services to support their learning. We connect them to opportunities for childcare. And then while they're going to school, they have opportunity to also work part-time with different employers that we have that are understanding that they're students and that they've got to have a flexible schedule.
And what about you, Ken?
You know, when I look at this program and I think about the vision for our department, you know, an innovative organization where we provide the most effective solutions to our customers, this program just really is just the epitome of that. As Trish pointed out, there's support on both sides. We've had a long history in Riverside County DPSS of really having a work-first focus and helping customers get back to work as soon as possible, because that moves them in the right direction. But now you're adding in the training component. You're adding in a career track, like Tricia mentioned earlier. So we're taking it a step further now. We're evolving with the times. And this is really starting to have an impact on these folks, right? You're seeing people with really, that's that first step. And now they can take it as far as they want to go in this true self-sufficiency. They can make a living wage out of these jobs.
Let's talk about just for a moment about how this technically works, right? So just kind of get into the basics of this program, how long it is, how many different job tracks are offered for people who are part of this. Is this online? Is it in person? So I guess that's really just for both of you, whoever wants to take a stab at that first.
Okay, so let me talk to you about our programs a little bit. They are short-term career training programs. Each one of them comes with a successful completion, a certificate. Oftentimes they are state licensed or a state approved program where we're truly connected to the world of work. So a student comes, they sit in class 4 days a week. So it is in person, which is really great for that learner that may have some distractions on the outside. They're able to come in and really be focused. And about halfway through the program, they go to an internship site. And that's where they're getting that real world experience from the skills and the training that they've gotten in the classroom. And once that's completed, then they oftentimes, our students get hired at the internship site, which is really cool. And then if not, they have that experience to talk about at their interviews too. So the different programs that we offer, I'd like to share that a little bit. They are short term, I say, but they're as little as 5 months to about 9.5 months. So we have a pharmacy technician program. We have a patient care technician program. Anybody interested in nursing, that would be a great program because they become a certified nurse assistant. Dental assisting, then the students are eligible to become registered dental assistants. We also have a phenomenal medical assisting program as well. And that one, our students, a lot of them get hired at their internship site. But I have another success story if I could share real quick.
Yeah, please do.
So I was just talking to a former student. We always like to follow up and say, hey, where are you now? You know, 6 months later or so. And she said, you know, I got hired at that internship site that I was interning at. She was a medical assistant student. And she said, they just offered me the back office management position.
That's great. Wow.
So she went from, you know, being a customer of DPSS to then a student of School of Career Education to a medical assistant. And now she's the back office manager. So that was a huge, huge, huge victory for her.
Think about what we just heard. Somebody, you know, can go from being on aid and not really sure what the future looks like today to 5 to 9 months from now. You've got a certification, a really good job, a future, a career track. To change somebody's life that much in that short a period of time is just really amazing. You know, it's really an honor to be a part of something like that.
What is it exactly that when students complete these courses, when they graduate, what is it that they receive? Is it a certificate? Is it a license?
It really does depend on the program. So for example, a dental assistant program, they can work right away in a dentist's office and assist the dentist with procedures. They also can take the state test to become a registered dental assistant as well. And when they sign up with us and our programs, everything's included. So we even send the application with a payment for them. So that's all part of that tuition that DPSS is able to help support. Patient care tech, they get to the state raters for the certified nurse assistant exam, come into our classroom, into our lab, and they test the students there where they're comfortable. That's where they've been practicing, and that's where the state rater gets to see them do all of their skills, and then they get their state license. And then pharmacy tech as well, it's a state license program. So after they complete, we send the application in for them, and then the State Board of Pharmacy issues them the certificate to become a pharmacy technician. And medical assisting is a little bit unique in that they complete our program, and we issue them a certificate, and they can work as a medical assistant right off the bat.
And Ken, you know, this is something where when people say yes to this and they say, hey, I'm going to free myself from government aid, I'm going to turn this around through this track, there really is a commitment here. Can you talk a little bit about, Tricia did address that about, you know, this is many weeks that you're in one of these courses. Talk to us a little bit about the commitment, because you have to make that mental commitment first and agree to this.
Yeah, our team puts the folks that express an interest for these programs through an extensive pre-screening process. And we really want to work with them to identify any barriers that might make it a little bit challenging for them to complete this program and talk with them about how we can address those things. Tricia mentioned earlier when we were talking about a student that came into the course that had issues with childcare, but they were able to help her with that. And that's one of the really great pieces of this program. They're supported from both sides. They're really supported from both sides. And that's unique. And we've partnered with other entities that weren't able to quite provide that same level of support. So that's a big reason this partnership has been so successful, because they've got so much support. So when a person's showing an interest in this, we really take them through, you know, what's that childcare look like? And what if something happens with that childcare? Do you have a backup plan? What are you going to do? You can't, you know, the class is moving fast. You can't miss a lot of time. You know, what about your transportation? What's that look like? You know, you have, you're solid on how you're going to get there every day. Do you have that time? And besides those really obvious things, do you have that time, that quiet time you can study? You know, because you can get there every day, but you got to be able to really commit yourself to the process and learning the material and be able to pass the test as you go through, right? And pass the state licensing. So we really, there's really a thorough screening process for anybody who wants to do this. So, and we're very upfront with folks when they express an interest. You have to be willing to make 110% commitment, sis, if you're going to be successful in it.
You know, it's something that they need to realize that it is a commitment, like you were saying. And knowing, though, that we all realize they're adult learners. They're choosing to be in this program, but we also know there's a lot of responsibilities outside the walls of the classroom. So the commitment to attend as much as they can be there, and then the communication piece is really important, too. So if there is a challenge to get to class, if there's a challenge to show up at internship on time, that communication piece is very, very key. And then again, we communicate back and forth as far as Ken and I and our teams so that we can support those students that are struggling.
Yes. And so, Ken, I know you've talked a lot about the benefits for the students, but what are some of the benefits that you see for local businesses that you partner with?
Well, you know, Riverside County, we're an aging population. And the healthcare field just continues to grow and grow. And the demand for people to take care of folks just continues to grow. I mentioned earlier collaboration with Riverside University Health System. We also partner with several in-home care companies. I know Trisha's team has collaborations with a number of different partners in the medical field as well. So this is really a feeder for all those businesses, right? It's a way for them to either through the internship or maybe just through a referral process once the training is completed, for them to have a pool of candidates to fill those positions and be able to continue to provide those services that are so critical to, you know, the residents of Riverside County.
And can some businesses even get tax breaks, some type of other benefits even beyond the labor?
That is possible. Through our program, many of our customers can qualify a business for substantial tax credits over the first 2 years of employment. It's called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. We provide a screening for the employer on that as well to let them know if the person appears to be eligible. That employer then can file for that tax credit and claim it.
So this is for both of you. If we have a DPSS customer who wants to get involved, then maybe you could address a little bit about who that customer is, because it's not necessarily every DPSS customer that's involved in a program like this. But if they want to get involved, then if we have people who are just listening who maybe aren't DPSS customers who want to get involved in this, what does that look like and how do they go about doing that?
Well, on the DPSS side, we offer the program through our CalWORKS customers, and a little more specifically, mainly to our welfare to work population. So there's an eligibility process and there's some criteria there that we look at to see if they qualify. And then we start with that screening process I mentioned to see if they're a good fit for the program. Now, if you're not a CalWORKS recipient, that doesn't mean there's not opportunity for you. Now, for those customers that we do send, we help with the tuition. There's financial aid available to them. So they walk away from this program, not only with this certification and a job, but no debt. You know, and student loan debt is, it's a hot topic right now, right? But these folks go through this process. They're DPSS customers, I should say, go through it and don't have any cost to them. Trisha, do you want to talk about what it looks like for someone who's not part of that DPSS group that
we assist? Ken was saying, all of our programs are, we're actually accredited, which is always important. Anybody that's going to choose a school, make sure it's accredited. So we're accredited through Council on Occupational Education. And because of that, we're able to offer financial aid. So any student, wherever they're coming from, is able to fill out the FAFSA application to see if they could receive a Pell Grant, which is free federal money that is given to students. And then also we're connected to other agencies as well that provide some tuition assistance too. Anyone can come check us out. We have multiple locations, but our website is riversidesce.org. And right there, you can click on our banner and find out all the details. The first step you got to take is just to say you want to do it. And then you'll attend an orientation and learn all about our programs and come take a campus tour, and we'll get that person all ready to go. As far as Riverside County Office of Education's partnership with DPSS, it's been phenomenal. The lives that have been touched through these programs will never be the same, and always for the positive. So I'm grateful for the opportunity that we get to work together. And thank you for letting us share these stories of our students.
And I would say the same. Our partnership has been phenomenal, one of the best I've ever been a part of in all the years I've been here. And for anybody thinking about this, what I would say is, if you never thought you could or you didn't know, well, you can. And the most important thing is to take the first step.
Thank you both again for joining us on the Service Station. We appreciate it. Once again, there are programs for dental and medical assistants, also patient care, pharmacy technicians, and welding. There are two campuses, one in Riverside, another in Indio. And if you'd like more information, again, that website is riversidesce.org. Riversidesce.org. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Service Station. You can find more information on Riverside County Department of Public Social Services on our website, rivcodpss.org, and also on social media, @rivcodpss. Thanks, everyone, for listening.